Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shiley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Denny Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting third. The right fielder, Ike Boone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Doc Prothero. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dudley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Val Pisanik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howard Emke. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Howard Emke. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill strikes out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Prothero fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive towards third. Prothero reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Flagstead moves to third. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. Flagstead scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Doc Prothero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Toth. The throw from Schock and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shiley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Prothero fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Falk reaches second base with a double. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Prothero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Val Pisanik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanik hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pisanik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Ma still moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lee. Ma still scores. Davis moves to third. Collins moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Prothro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Howard Emk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground to right field. Hooper throws towards third. Com fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Com. Williams goes all the way around to score. Flagstad moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flagstad moves to third. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy juggles the ball. That's an error on Shealy. Doc Prothro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothro is 0 for 1 in the game. Prothro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flagstad scores. Tote moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Falk moves to second. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaum bunts towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogel covering, for the out. Falk moves to third. Hooper moves to second. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a pop-up towards short. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spence Harris pinch hits for Red Faber. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Van Groen now pitching. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 0-for-1 in the game. Pisanek hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Pisanek reaches second base with a double. Lee moves to third. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 0-for-1 in the game. Emke hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee misplays the ball. That's an error on Lee. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Ma still moves to second. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheely strikes out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Falk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Falk reaches third base with a triple. Ma still scores. Collins goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's White Sox, 3, Red Sox, 3. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Flagstad hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Tote hits a pop-up towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Prothro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Pisanik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Vengro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vengro bunts in front of the plate. Pisanik fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Prothro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Prothro hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel hits a pop-up towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lee for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Davis bunts towards the mound. Amp fields it and throws to first for the out. Ma still moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Prothro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheely strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Val Pisanik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanik is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pisanik strikes out. One out. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 0 for 2 in the game. Emke hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kvengro fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hooper for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Prothro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tote takes first base on ball 4. Doc Prothro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Prothro hits a pop-up towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tex Vash pinch hits for Billy Rogel. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Homer Ezel now playing second base. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 3 in the game. Schalk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Prothro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Vengro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vengro is 0 for 1 in the game. Vengro strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ma still hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Boone. Ma still reaches second base with a double. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Pisanek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howard Emck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emck is 0 for 3 in the game. Emck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hooper throws the ball into Collins, who tags Emck trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 4 in the game. Sheely bunts towards the mound. Emck fields it and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to second. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Falk hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Hooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards short. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a line drive towards short. Davis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Doc Prothrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothrow is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Prothrow takes first base on ball 4. Boone moves to third. Tote moves to second. Roy Carlisle pinch hits for Homer Ezell. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle takes first base on ball 4. Boone scores. Tote moves to third. Prothrow moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.